एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निरभउ निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच। एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निरभउ निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच। एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निरभउ निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच। एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निरभउ निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच। वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे विच बाणी अमृत सारे गुरबाणी कहे सेवक जन माने पर तख गुरु निसतारे
अमृत बाणी
हर हर तेरी
सुन सुन
होवे
होवे
परम गत
मेरी
मेरी जलन बुझी शीतल होए मनुआ सतगुर का
सतगुर
दर्शन पाए जियो फिरत प्रभ आया परया तो शरनाए नानक की प्रभ बेनती अपनी भगती लाए
नानक
की
की
प्रभ
प्रभ
बेनती
बेनती
अपनी भगती लाए। सतनाम श्री वाहे गुरु तीरथ नावा जे तिस पावा विण पाणे कै नाए करी तीरथ नावा जे तिस पावा विण पाणे कै नाए करी जेती सिरठ उपाई वेखा विण कर्मा के मिलै लई मत विच रतन जवाहर माणक जय एक गुर की सिख सुनी गुरा एक देह बुझाई ਸਭਨਾ ਜੀਆ ਕਾ ਇੱਕ ਦਾਤਾ ਸੋ ਮੈਂ ਵਿਸਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਈ ਗੁਰਾ ਇੱਕ ਦੇਹਿ ਬੁਝਾਈ ਸਭਨਾ ਜੀਆ ਕਾ ਇੱਕ ਦਾਤਾ ਸੋ ਮੈਂ ਵਿਸਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਈ ਤੀਰਥ ਨਾਵਾ ਜੇ ਤਿਸ ਪਾਵਾ ਵਿਣ ਪਾਣੇ ਕੈ ਨਾਇ ਕਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।
ਪਰਮ ਸਤਿਕਾਰਯੋਗ ਗੁਰੂ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, we're blessed to be brought here by Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj to continue learning from the Pavitra Charan of the Guru, that we can learn Brahm Gyan, that we can take the teachings week upon week that Guru Nanak has given to us in this Bani, which is the Sri Japji Sahib. The first Bani that is comprised in the 1430 Angs, the 1430 limbs of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, whom we're all so lucky, whom we're all so blessed to be before today. And last week, the Sidhs were asking Guru Nanak about the Creator. The Sidhs were asking Guru Nanak, is Vaheguru Nadi or are they Bindi? Have they been installed on their throne by a king? Or have they been given birth to by a father? And Guru Nanak is explaining that there was none before. That Paramatma, that Akal Purukh, they were true before time was created. That they are true right now. That they are always to be true. And that in this way there was no duality. There is no one equal to them. No one from whom that they seek permission or from whom they obtain tapi. Guru Nanak goes on to explain that Waheguru is Aape Aap, that they are completely independent. That they are outside of Maya, Niranjan, Aape Aap Niranjan Soe. Guru Nanak gives us the perfect teaching that we should honor Waheguru, Jin Sevya, and that the way that we can do this is through bhajan, through repetition of their name, through meditating on that blessed name, that present, that gift, that wonderful gift that was given to us, the Waheguru Mantar, the Gur Mantar, the name of God. Waheguru Sare Akho
Waheguru.
Guru Nanak is saying, Jin Sevya Ten Paya Man, that the way that we can do the Seva of Waheguru is to call out their name, to do bhajan upon their name, and in this way we will be honored in this world. And in this way these teachings are being brought forth, and the Sidhs, they are hearing that Waheguru is outside of Maya, that they are Aape Aap Niranjan, that they are outside of, that they are beyond Anjan, the clutches, the temptations of this world. And this week we are reliving the episode in Guru Nanak's adventures where they're meeting the Sidhs on the side of a mountain. And the Sidhs are trying to trick Guru Nanak. They're trying to tempt Guru Nanak. So let's have a little recap here, a little background. The Sidhs have seen Guru Nanak from a very young age. And they're trying to tempt Guru Nanak to join their order, because they believe that this wonderful Guru Nanak that everybody loves and worships, that if they can take Guru Nanak and bring him into their order, that because of his wonderful, loving, compassionate way that draws the love of all, that he will bring many people under his wing into their fold. The Sidhs are thinking that if they can tempt Guru Nanak in this way, that their following will massively increase. And so Guru Nanak is speaking to the Sidhs on the side of a mountain. And through the Sidhs' powers, they'd obtained what we call Riddhya Siddhya, the ability to control elements beyond our physical understanding. They could float, they could fly, they could extend their lifetimes for hundreds of years by holding their breath. And so they take control of a river that is on the side of this mountain. And they change all of that water from that river and completely fill the river. Instead of water, it is filled with gems and jewels and rubies. And they give Guru Nanak a bowl, and they say to Guru Nanak during the course of their exchanges, their conversations, they say, go to the river and bring us back some water. As Guru Nanak is having these dialogues with the Sidhs. Guru Nanak goes to the river and he sees all of these gems, jewels and rubies. The Sidhs are hoping that Guru Nanak is going to see the extent of the power of the Sidhs and be caught up in Maya, be caught up in the attachment to all of these gems, jewels and rubies, and this infinite value to this treasure in the worldly sense, the wealth that is in the power of the hands of the Sidhs. But Guru Nanak returns, and they say to Guru Nanak, what of your journey? Where is the water? And Guru Nanak only has one remark. Guru Nanak says, there was no water there. He speaks not once of the gems, of the jewels, of the rubies. And the Sidhs are looking at Guru Nanak and they're just completely surprised. They're seeing that Guru Nanak is not tempted by Maya. Sadh Sankatji, we know what the Sidhs didn't, which is that Guru Nanak was the form of Nirankar. And just like we learnt last week, as we just recapped just a few moments ago, that Paramatma, Waheguru, is ape ap niranjan soy, that they are outside of the clutches of Maya. They are completely independent. And if the Creator is outside the clutches of Maya, then so too is Guru Nanak, because they are the form of that Creator. And so Guru Nanak returns and he says to the Sidhs, there was no water there, making no remark or comment about these treasures beyond compare in the worldly sense, these infinite treasures. The Sidhs are completely surprised and shocked by Guru Nanak's detachment. And their love for Guru Nanak, or their desire, should I say, to bring Guru Nanak into their fold, grows even more. And they say to Guru Nanak, come with us, we are going to go to our places of pilgrimage. In the Hindu Math, in the Hindu Dharam, there are 68 rivers of particular significance, where the Hindus believe that if you go there and do obeisance and bathe in these rivers, that you will get some sort of blessings from God. And in an attempt to try and bring Guru Nanak into their fold, they're saying to Guru Nanak, come with us to these places and you too will have the ability to conjure gems, jewels and rubies. And it is at this point that we pick up the Shabad and Guru Nanak remarks, Hanji
Tirath Nava Jetis Pava Vinpane Kenai Kari.
Guru Nanak says to the Sidhs, Tirath Nava, that to do Ishnan, to bathe in those places, those 68 places which you consider to be of significance, to do Ishnan there, at these places which you call Tiratha, Jetesa Pava, if that is not pleasing to Waiguru, if you don't have Waiguru's kushi, Vinpane Kenai Kari, what is the value? What is the true value of these things? Guru Nanak is saying to the Sidhs that you may go to these places and undertake a bath, but if you're not changing on the inside, if you're not bringing about the happiness of Waiguru through dharam in your actions or cleansing of your mind, then what is the value of going and undertaking these particular pilgrimages to these 68 places of worship? And it brings to the fore a Sakhi that we go back to the time of Bhagat Kabirji. Bhagat Kabirji was a respected saint. They are one of the 15 Bhagats whose bani, whose writings are contained within the limbs of Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. And Bhagat Kabirji, they would stay at home and they would meditate on the name of the Lord deep within their heart, bringing about a deep love for Paramatma, bringing about a deep service in their own heart. And just as we learnt last week, Jin Sevya Denapaya Man, that the way that we can serve the Lord is to do bhajan, to do meditation upon their name. And in this way, Bhagat Kabirji is in their home and they are in much delight. There is a great sweetness in their mind as they meditate upon the Lord's name in the comfort of their own home. And the yogis come, the Hindus come to Bhagat Kabir ji, and they say to Bhagat Kabir ji, you must come with us on these places to these places of pilgrimage. And Bhagat Kabir ji says, look, I'm really happy right now. I'm proper chilling in my house. And I have the feeling that I am having the company of the Lord within. Bhagat Kabir is teaching us this wonderful teaching that Tirat Navana Jao, Tirat Naam Hai. Tirat Sabad Bichar Antar Gyan Hai. Bhagat Kabir ji's actions reflect the teachings of Guru Nanak, of the Guru. He's saying, Tirat Navana Jao, that you're telling me to go with you to these 68 places of pilgrimage. The true Tirat, the real Tirat, Tirat Naam Hai, is to meditate upon the name of God. That will bring about the blessings of a true Tirat, of a true pilgrimage. Tirat Shabad Bichar. That the true Tirat is to do Shabad Bichar, to do Khoj, to reflect upon, think about, concentrate, dwell, and enshrine the Shabad in your heart. Tirat Shabad Bichar Antar Gyan Hai. And if you do this within your own heart, that is a true Tirat. And so Bhagat Kabir ji is speaking these words to the yogis. The yogis insist and say, no, but you must come with us. You must come with us to this place of pilgrimage. Bhagat Kabir ji is resilient and completely content in their ways because they are obtaining the Lord's kushi. They are obtaining Paramatma's happiness by undertaking that true pilgrimage within their own heart. So, as sort of a halfway house, to make these yogis, to make the saints that are undertaking the pilgrimage happy, what does Bhagat Kabir ji do? He produces a fruit called a tumbi. And this particular fruit has got, it's a very, very kora, very, very sour fruit on the inside. Bhagat Kabir ji gives the fruit to the yogis and says, whilst I will not accompany you, take my fruit with you and allow it to bathe in your company at these 68 places, at these places that you're going to be going to for Tirat, Tirat Yatra. So the yogis take the tumbi, or you can say tumma fruit, the tumbi, and they take the fruit with them and they go to their places of pilgrimage and return, giving the fruit back to Bhagat Kabir ji. Bhagat Kabir ji says, did you allow the fruit to be bathed? And the yogis replied that we spent 1/5 of our time bathing, and the rest of our time we devoted towards making sure that your fruit was properly bathed, illustrating the extent to which this fruit was provided a chance to be cleaned in these places where these rivers were. Bhagat Kabir ji desires to serve the saints, so he makes some wonderful food, and he serves this to all of the yogis, these people that have been on this pilgrimage. He takes the tumba, the tumbi fruit. And what he does is, he grinds it into a chutney. And he spreads that onto the prasad there, onto the roti, and he vartas that amongst us, and he gives it amongst all of the yogis that have come from so very far. And as they're eating upon the prasad there, the sour korapan, the sort of sour, horrid taste, is so strong that it's making them bring up their food. It's making it difficult for them to digest the food. And they turned to Bhagat Kabir and said, you've done a great service in making this wonderful food for us, but we can't take this prasad there down. What have you put on it? And Bhagat ji says, he goes, how can you call this fruit sour? It is that tumbi, it is that fruit which you've taken and bathed in the most purest of places. And the saints are confused. And Bhagat Kabir ji gives them such a great teaching. He says, no matter how many times you have bathed this fruit in that sacred place that you call a secret place of pilgrimage, these tirats that you've gone to, no matter how many times you've done this, the internal way, the nature of this thing has not changed. And so in this way, it is bringing its korapan, it's bringing its sourness out unto your taste buds, and it remains completely unchanged. What is the value of taking yourself and externally bathing in certain places if internally you've not changed, you've not taken anything away in your heart? And this is the teaching that Bhagat Kabir ji has given. He's saying, Tirat Navana Jao. The question is, what is the place, what is the point of doing this Tirata? Tirat Naam Hai, Bhagat ji is saying to us. In their actions, they're teaching us this teaching. They are bringing alive this teaching. Tirat Shabad Bichar antar gyan hai. The true tirat is to take the Shabbat, to reflect upon it, to do koj upon the Shabbat, to listen to katha, and do vichar with your brothers and sisters, that we may take the teachings of the Guru and put them in our heart. And in so doing this, that is the true meaning of what true tirat is. And actually another sakhi comes to mind. And this is the time of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj. Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, the fifth form of Guru Nanak, when they were on the earth in Amritsar. Can you hear me? I'm Guru Nanak. And they come to Guru Nanak and they say, they come to Guru Arjan Dev Ji, is by Bhikari, by Gurmukh is a Sikh in a company of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And they come to visit Guru Arjan Dev Ji and say, we much desire to have the company of a Brahm Gyani, a Gurmukh, one of your Sangat that has completely accepted the will of God. Guru Arjan Dev Ji says to Pai Gurmukh, who has come to visit them, go to the house of one of my Gurmukhs. His name is Pai Bhikari. If you go to their house, they live in another part of India, in Gujarat. Go there, tell him that you are a Sikh of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, and in their ways, you will see what it means to be someone who is completely accepting the will of God. And so Pai Gurmukh, they set off to go and visit Pai Bhikari. And when they get to Gujarat, they're asking around to find the house. They go on a journey to Gujarat and then they are finding their way to the house of Pai Bhikari. When they eventually get there into the house, they notice that the house is very exciting. There's lots of ronak in the house. People are coming and going. There's lots of excitement in the house. And Pai Gurmukh learns that actually he has arrived on the eve of Pai Bhikari's son's wedding. So that is why everybody's in so much excitement and happiness, and there's so much ronak, so much commotion in their house. And they find Pai Bhikari, and Pai Gurmukh, what he does, he bows very low out of respect because he's gone to visit a Sikh of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. So he shows that respect to Pai Bhikari. And he says to Pai Bhikari, I've come from far, I've been sent by Guru Arjan Dev Ji. Pai Bhikari at this time, they're sitting in a chair, the way it's described in our history, and they are sewing up two sheets together. There are some sheets that they've been sewing, and in their hands now are two sheets that they are now finishing off. And so Pai Bhikari is speaking to Pai Gurmukh, and he hears that Pai Gurmukh has come from far, and that they are a Sikh of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And in this moment, Pai Bhikari, they stand, and they bow also to Pai Gurmukh. Just a quick moment, pause. The interesting point when I was doing the research for this of this itihas was how wonderful it was to see the amount of love and respect that the Gurmukhs showed each other. So Pai Bhikari has had this person visit their house and they're bowing very low before them. And Pai Bhikari, he's now found out that this person who's bowing before them, they're also Sikh of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, he's now standing and bowing before his guest. We do well to remember the teachings of our elders, and how much respect we should think about we show our own brothers and sisters when we happen to have their good company. When we are in the house of Guru Nanak, like we are today, we are looking at the blessed Sadsangat. We are looking at the people that Guru Nanak has chosen to bring into their house. We should do well to remember that when we are speaking and we are having conduct of our actions. This person I'm speaking to is not just an ordinary person. This person has been brought into the house of the Guru, and so they are blessed. And if we were to look upon the Sangat with the right eyes, we would see this and it would properly inform our actions. Maybe we should think about the way that we are treating, maybe I should think about the way that I'm treating my younger brothers, my older brothers and sisters in the house of the Guru. May we all be blessed that we can take this teaching from the way Pai Bhikari and Pai Gurmukh are respecting towards each other. Pai Bhikari, they take the arm of Pai Gurmukh and say, listen, you've come to my house on the eve of my son's wedding, let me show you around. And he takes him around the house and you can see sisters, he can see elderly women and they're singing folk songs. They're in much excitement, singing of the company that is going to come tomorrow and the wedding which is foreshadowed for the next day. And he takes him around the house and he shows him the different arrangements that have been set up, all of the arrangements to make the house beautiful and decorated for the wedding that is going to take place the next day. And Pai Gurmukh is walking with Pai Bhikari and the kitchen is there. And as they go past the kitchen, Bhai Gurmukh notices that in the kitchen, there's lots of samagri there. There's lots of like wood that's been piled up. There's actually even a coffin there. And like incense and thing and candles and stuff like this. And Bhai Gurmukh looks and he says to Bhai Bhikkhari, "What is that for?" And Bhai Bhikkhari says, "When the time is right, I will explain to you what that is." All of this while, you have to remember, Bhai Gurmukh has come this way because he's asked Guru Arjan Dev Ji to let him have sight of a Gursikh that always remains in the will of God, always is thinking about God. And in his mind, he's thinking, this person is just like an ordinary person. He's getting wrapped up in his son's wedding. He's really actually involved in these worldly affairs. The next day comes, and the wedding is an auspicious occasion, obviously in the house of Bhai Bhikkhari. And their son arrives, and it is said that he sits upon a horse, and celebrations take place, and the women are singing songs, and there's much merriment. But Bhai Bhikkhari is not actually a part of all of this. Just as the day before, when everyone was singing songs, Bhai Bhikkhari is detached. They are present, but they are not attached, they are not consumed by this moment that would otherwise be what we would call supreme like happiness. And the wedding takes place, and Bhai Bhikkhari is completely sahaj, they are within themselves. And about two days later, Bhai Bhikkhari's son develops a great deal of pain in their stomach. And the pain overcomes them and they pass away 2 days later. And Bhai Bhikkhari, they take out that chadar, those two cloths that they were knitting, that they were stitching together. And they're now seen by Gurmukh. He's wrapping up his own son's body in those chadra that he was sewing together, those cloths. And Bhai Bhikkhari is wrapping up his son in those cloths. And Bhai Gurmukh is onlooking in this way and he's thinking, what's going on? And he produces that coffin and he sees Bhai Bhikkhari put his son in that coffin, put him on a funeral pyre with all the samagri and set a fire in the flesh of his son's body. Those same ladies in the house that were singing songs, folk songs, the day before and on the day of the wedding that were so caught up in the celebrations, they're now crying, tears, unrelenting tears, passionate tears of sorrow and pain in this loss. And Bhai Gurmukh is looking on at all of this. And he sees the face of Bhai Bhikkhari, which is completely in a state of sahaj. They are completely in peace. Just as they were not too high at the wedding and the night before, they too now are not really low in this time when their son is passing. And Bhai Gurmukh, he has a moment to speak with Bhai Bhikkhari. He says, "I have a feeling that you are one that could foresee these events, that you are a man of great abilities. You clearly knew that your son was going to pass. That's why you had all of the samagri in the coffin. And that's why you were knitting, you were sewing together those sheets to wrap your son's body. But if you knew this was going to be the case, why didn't you extend your son's life? If you had that shakti to foretell, if you had that power to foretell, why didn't you extend your son's life? Or why did you allow him to get married in this way?" And Bhai Bhikkhari, they speak frankly to Bhai Gurmukh. And he says, "That one who has complete acceptance of the will of Paramatma, who lives in the hukum of Wahiguru, that is the one that is blessed. If you have been bestowed with these abilities to see the future or have the ability to change these events because you think that you know best, then you are living in duality, you are living in ego, and that person will forever go on to suffer. If there is pain which you are going through, that's not because Waiguru doesn't like you. If there is bliss that is due to your life, that's not because Waiguru prefers you. The pain and the bliss which we encounter in our life is simply a result of our karam, the actions that we have done. It's not about favoritism in this way. That is the rule, that is the way that the will is set up. And the way of Guru Nanak, the way of Gursikhi in this path that has been laid out to us by Guru Nanak, is to live in acceptance. Hukume andar sab ko, bahar hukum na koi, Nanak hukume jai bujjai ta, that it is the one who has no ego who can live in the will of God. And in this way, we are able to live in acceptance and not externalize our difficulties. Bhai Bhikkhari is teaching us that the true way to God, he goes on to say to Bhai Gurmukh, that if you're going to ask God for anything, Bhai Gurmukh is completely shocked to see this, and he's now witnessed the teachings that Guru Arjan Devji had sent him to go and witness. Obviously, Guru Arjan Devji sent them there for good reason, to fulfill their desire that they have a chance to see a Gurmukh. Bhai Bhikkhari goes on to say something so very beautiful and powerful. After pausing in a moment's silence, Bhai Bhikkhari goes on to say that if you're going to ask God for anything, if you're going to ask for anything, ask for the name from Him. Ask for His name. If you're going to ask for anything from Paramatma, don't let it be that your dukkha or sukh is changed, that your pain or your happiness is increased or your dukkha is removed. Ask God for the name. Ask Him to install His name upon your heart that you can meditate upon it. Jin Sevya Din Paya Man, as we learned last week. So that level of avastha by Bhikkhari, he didn't get that from doing Tirtha. He didn't get that avastha from going to places of pilgrimage. He got that avastha from being in the company of Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj. So the true Tirth, what we are learning is to, again that example, Tirth Sabad Bichar, Tirth Sabad Bichar Antar Gyan Hai. That if you really want to obtain any blessings, we are already in a house where all of those blessings can be obtained. At the feet of Guru Nanak, if we fall at the feet of the Guru and do Shabad Bichar, do Khoj, do deliberation and thought on the Shabad, that you will get the blessings in your heart of a true Tirath, a true pilgrimage, one inwardly into your heart. Hanji.
Jeti Sirath Upai Vekha Vin Karma Ke Milalei.
Guru Nanak now is speaking, we're going back now to the Siddhas on the mountain. And Guru Nanak has just, the Siddhas have said to Guru Nanak, come with us on this pilgrimage, on these pilgrimages. And Guru Nanak has given that teaching, Tirath Nava, Jetis Pava, Vinapane Kanai Kari. That what is the use of going to places of pilgrimage if you are not obtaining your Lord's Kushi? And they're saying to Guru, the Guru Nanak goes on to retort, to bring these teachings down from the heavens, we Jeti Sirat Upai. Jethi means jinni, like however many. Sirat means the world. Upai, creation. Vekha, to look upon. Guru Nanak is saying that Paramatma Vaheguru, all of the world that has been created, Vaheguru is looking down upon it. And again, this theme is being brought out that we've been experiencing and learning together, that Vaheguru is already there, that they are always downwardly or upwardly or presently looking with us, that we are never on our own. Jeti Sirat Upai Vekha, that Vaheguru is looking down upon us at every given moment. And again, the teaching there for me is that never ever consider yourself to be on your own, that Vaheguru is always there, Upai, in the creation that he's created, Vekha, looking down upon us. Guru Nanak goes on to say, Vin Karma Ke Mile Le, that without Gur Karam, without doing good actions, Ke Mile Le, what are you going to receive? So again, Guru Nanak is making it plainly clear that the house of the Guru is the place where the language that is spoken is a language of love. No? And the Guru is saying, if you go to a Tirath and your heart is a stone, and you haven't got compassionate acts upon your mind, and you haven't got loving and compassionate thoughts in your mind, and you go to a place of Tirath but your actions are not pure, fir vin karma ke milele, what are you going to receive? What we've really got to start doing is coming to the Guru's Darbar. And every time we come to the Guru's Darbar, we will get blessed. But what we've actually got to try and do, my humble bainti, is that we've got to take something away and install that in your hearts, which is the teachings of the Guru. Let it change you. Like we learned the week before last, Gaviye Suniye Man Rakhiye Pao. That the path of a Sikh is to take the teachings of the Guru, to sing those teachings, Gaviye, to listen to those teachings, to capture them with your ears, Suniye. Man, to believe those teachings. Rakhiya, to act upon those teachings. And if you do this, you will get Pau. You will get that love in your heart that yes, it's changing me. It's not just changing me outwardly that I'm washing my body in water, but it's changing me inwardly that I'm washing my mind with the Shabbat. And this is something which we'll talk about in this journey through Japji Sahib that answers all the questions in a later Pauri. But in simplest terms, Guru Nanak is saying, Jeti Sirat Upai Vekha, that the Creator is looking down upon His whole creation, and the teaching is that He is present, His rule will always be present. And the rule is this, that without good actions, that just going to a place of pilgrimage won't change who you are. You'll carry on acting this way. Hanji.
Mat vich ratan jawahar manik je ik gur ki sikh suni.
Guru Nanak is saying, mat vich ratan jawahar manik. Guru Nanak is saying mat. The word mat in this context means understanding. When you use the word mat on its own, the general way that the word mat is used is in a positive way, in a good way. If you use it with another word like manmat, that means when you are going off on your own, you're saying, I'm not going to follow the Guru's teachings, I'm going to do what I think is best, like an egotistical way. But when the word mat is being used just like this, it means like wisdom, like an understanding in your mind of wisdom. Guru Sahib is saying, mat vich, that in your own mind, within yourself, there is ratan jawahar manik. Ratan means jewels. Ratan jawahar means, mat vich ratan. Ratan means gems. Jawahar means jewels. And manik means rubies. Guru Nanak is saying, mat vich ratan jawahar manik. That inside your own mind, you can obtain these wonderful gems, jewels and rubies. How? Je ik gur ki sikh suni. That if you just even follow one button from the Guru, that's how caste, that's how powerful, that's how much value we should place on the Guru's teachings. That if we was to just take one of the Guru's teachings upon your mind, that you will be imbued with gems and jewels and rubies and all of these worldly wealths just by following one button. And a wonderful example comes to mind, and it is that wonderful teachings that have come forth by Bhai Mardana. Bhai Mardana is that wonderful Gurmukh Pyara that would always follow the teachings of Guru Nanak. When Guru Nanak would go on the journeys around the world to bring these truths that we are so fortunate to sit together now and share. Bhai Mardana was the Gurmukh that was always with Guru Nanak, travelling, playing their rabab, bringing forth a beautiful, melodious tune that Guru Nanak would sing the Shabad to. Bhai Mardana is with Guru Nanak, and they've travelled very far. They've been away from their homes for many, many, years, in fact. And they find themselves now back at Talwandi. And Bhai Mardana says to Guru Nanak, I've been away for many years, I wonder how my family is. Can I have your blessings, Guru Sahib? Can I take leave from your good company that I can go and tend and take care of go and see my family? And Guru Nanak says to Bhai Mardana, they give agya, they give permission to Bhai Mardana to go. Bhai Mardana says thank you to Guru Nanak. But they say to Guru Nanak, what should I take with them? In their mind there's a moment of hesitancy. If I go back to my house empty-handed after being away for many years, as a father, as a husband, as a provider, what will they say to me? What will they think of me? Bhai Mardana is perhaps in their mind, they're a little bit nervous, maybe a little bit embarrassed to return home hatkali without anything. So Guru Nanak, they take some stones from the ground and they wrap them up in a kapra, like a small cloth, like a handkerchief. And they give them to Bhai Mardana and they say, take these with you and don't open up this kapra until you're in your own home. Bhai Mardana says, Sat Bhajan. They take the cloth and they go into their home. They open up the kapra and what do they find? They find Jawahar Manik, Matvich Ratan Jawahar Manik. They find gems, they find diamonds, they find rubies and all of these wonderful and valuable stones. And they give them to their family they get the blessings of their family, and more importantly, they take the most wonderful blessing that they can continue to go and keep the company of Guru Nanak. So whilst they're giving external value to their family to satisfy their worldly affairs, the true blessing, the true gems, jewels and rubies were those of Bhai Mardana, because they got to have the company of the Guru in their heart and they would carry on their journeys. But how did Bhai Mardana go about obtaining this? Because every day they would follow the teachings, they would listen to what Guru Nanak had to say. They would follow Guru Nanak. And even on the outskirts of their village, Guru Nanak has given them a bhajan: we take this kapara, take it into your house, don't open it until you find yourself in your own home. So in the house of the Guru is not just a spiritual blessing that we will receive, which is the highest blessing. Even in the worldly sense, we think that we come to the Guru's darbar for spiritual stuff, but outwardly we should actually go out there and in an outward sense we have this ego that we're going to create something, that we are going to be the masters of our own destiny. If you think about the phrase, it's such a funny phrase that we're the masters of our own destiny when we're sitting before the Guru. What is this? What is this manmat? What is this sochini that is completely outside of the Guru's teachings? Actually, the teaching from Bhai Mardana is that if you want wealth in your house, that the only place that we should go to is our true father, which is the Guru's house. Be it physical wealth, be it wealth of a spiritual nature. Bhai Mardana teaches us that the true wealth of any kind, physical wealth, material wealth, spiritual wealth, you will get this Je ek gur ki sikh suni. That if you follow just one sikhya, one teaching. Bhai Mardana, they were an agya putra, they were an agyakari putra. They would always be ready and they would always follow the teachings of the Guru. And in this way, they were imbued of all of the riches that we could possibly want to desire. Taking this further, if we take this bhakti and go a little bit and delve a little bit deeper, Ratna Jawahar Manik, jewels, gems and rubies. In Sikhi, obviously the Guru has taught us in the very first Bodhi that none of this physical wealth is going to go with us. The true wealth is a spiritual wealth. The true wealth, as Bhai Bhikkhari taught us when they're speaking to Bhai Gurmukh, that if you're going to ask Vaiguru for anything, ask them for their name. So taking this a little step further, what is the true ratan? What is the true jewel? What is the true gem, sorry? The true gem is a wonderful word called bairag. Bairag means to be completely out of love. And you're probably thinking, huh? We've been talking about love, the language of love, and now you're saying you want us to fall out of love? What is this teaching? Well, Guru Nanak brings a teaching to our minds that we need to fall out of love with all of our worldly attachments. If we fall out of love with the world, then our mind and our heart, there's a room there for us to install love for Guru Nanak. You see, there's no room for duality. This game of love is a game of oneness. Just as the Guru begins, Ikka Oankar, Sariyako, Ikka Oankar. The Guru begins that there is only one. And so long as we are in love with the world, so long as we have rag, we have love for the world, and we're completely attached to maya, the attachment to this illusion, then our focus, our true focus, our true inward mind, we can't do tidat sabat vichar antar gyan hai. We can't do that tidat inwardly for so long as we are looking outwardly for contentment. So the true ratan, the true gem or jewel, if you like, is to have bairag. Bairag is a wonderful word and it means to fall out of love with attachments to this world. And the Guru goes on to say that if you develop this ratan, then the second stage is jawahar. What is jawahar? What is this true jewel that we should be looking to try and take to obtain? The true jewel is one of knowledge from the Guru's charan. The true knowledge that we get from Gurbani. That if we have bairag, where we understand that we are not going to get happiness anywhere in this world, when we develop that bairag, that I was really, really hoping I'd be happy when I got a degree. I was really, really going to be happy if I got a training contract or a job. that if I just won the next fight, that I would be happy. What about if I get this job or I get this perfect partner, then I'll be happy. If only I could have children in my family, I'd be happy. And every single thing that we desire, even when we get that, we realize that actually it's not bringing us happiness. Eventually we should learn the lesson, but actually nothing in this world externally is going to bring a happiness unto your mind. Then you can start developing bairag. And then this knowledge which you're getting is the true jawahar. The true jawahar is this knowledge that actually the guru's knowledge, if we take that and install that in my heart, if we take the shabad and start installing that in my heart, that you'll start developing a true knowledge from that bairag. And then you can get to manik. What is manik? Manik is a ruby. What is the true ruby? The true ruby is when you live the path of a gurmukh, which is sunanan mananan nidhyasan. The path of a gurmukh is one that listens to the guru, that accepts and acts in accordance with the guru's will, so that the guru's will informs your actions. So sunanan, to listen, mananan, to act, to believe, nidhyasan, for your actions to be informed this way. That is the true manik. So the guru is saying that gems, jewels and rubies, you can get these from just listening to one teaching from the guru. The guru is going one step further and explaining to us that the true gems, jewels and rubies are to fall into a state of bairag, to accept that the guru's knowledge is the most valuable, and that you start walking the path, you start walking in accordance with the guru's teachings, and that you can get those blessings, je ek gur ki sik suni, that if you just open up your ears and listen with that intent, be guru sahib sonu bakshlo, save me, give me your teachings, that these three great gems can be given to you. There are so many examples of gurmukhs that have come into the guru's darbar and they've heard one teaching from the guru and their whole jivan has changed. Something very funny, I'll just relate to you, a story I heard about Sant Baba Ishar Singh Ji, a really respected Mahapurush from Rara Sahib. And Sant Baba Ishar Singh Ji, there was a story about, I heard about someone that they would constantly take the mickey out of Sant Samaj, out of saints in the Sikh path. They would constantly ridicule and mock them and try and denigrate them and take the mickey, if you like. And one day, Sant Baba Ishar Singh Ji, that great Gurmukh Pyara, who would follow the Guru's teachings, that reflected the Guru's teachings in their actions, they were walking outside and this person's across the road. And Baba Ishar Singh Ji, they just look across and they happen to catch the glance of this person that is constantly doing nindya, constantly backbiting and speaking badly of the Guru's darbar and of saints and so on and so forth. And he looks so intently at that person who's constantly taking the mickey. And just from that glance of grace of the slave of the Guru, of the saint of the Guru, of the student of the Guru, he turns to his wife and he says to his wife, he says, you've come from a good family. I'm going to the Gurdwara and I'm going to take Amrit. If you are not willing to accept this, I know your family, they will take you back. You can go back to your family if you don't want to walk this path with me. But I felt something stir inside my heart that is so great that I'm now going to go to the Guru Ghar and I'm going to take blessings from the Guru, be it Ma'am Amrit Shakraya. If you walk with me, fine. But otherwise, if I've got to walk this path on my own, I'll abandon all of everything else. Mat vich ratna jawahar manik je ek gur ki sik suni. Just to take one teaching from the Guru's blessings. And that wasn't even a sound. He just happened to glance upon a great saint that had taken the Guru's teachings upon their own heart. So the teaching is here for us, Hanji.
Gura ek deh bhujai sabna jiya ka ek data so main visar na jai.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji saying, Gura ik dehe bajai. So in the previous pankti, Guru Sabse has said, Je ik gur ki sik suni. That if we just take one teaching, that we can have this mat vichratan javahar manik. And then they're going on to saying, Gura ik dehe bajai. I've got one teaching all for you right now. In case you're all wondering what teaching is that we can take away. One example of one teaching from Guru Sahib's infinite pot of wondrous, beautiful teachings. Guru Sahib is saying, Ur Gura ik dehe bajai. I'll give you this one understanding now. Sabna jiya ka ik data so mai visar na jai. That sabna jiya, that all of the beings, each and every one of us, each and every one of everything that's created and has ever been created and forevermore will be created. Sabna jiya ka ik data. There is one provider for each and every one of us. So mai visar na jai. Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji, Khasa Pindrawala, they do the arth, they explain the arth of this pankti, of this line from Gurbani, and they say that the way that this should be translated, the way that we should understand this is so me visarana jai, that one creator, that one sustainer of us all, that they never forget us, that they always think about us, that we are always upon their mind, that in this creation that they constantly care for, that they always provide for us. Professor Sahib Singh, another respect, from a different school of thought, they have translated this pankti, be so me visarna jai, that if he is the one that is giving us everything, sabna jiya ka ik data, if he is the giver of all gifts, that so me visarna jai, that in turn we should always be in remembrance, that we should always be grateful, we should be in a perpetual state of gratitude and appreciation. Both ways of interpreting the pankti are Gurmat and Asad. They are both within Gurmat understanding, but I just thought it would be interesting to share both different interpretations. That he never forgets us, and also we should never ever look to ever forget him. Now, just in finishing on this, the teachings that have been given to us, sometimes when people are listening to the katha from Guru Nanak about the tirats, some people might think, well, if Guru Nanak is saying that we should change inwardly, then why should we come to the Gurdwara? Why should we go to Darbar Sahib, for example? Why do we people go to Sri Hari Mandir Sahib? Isn't that a form of external pilgrimage, if you like, to a place where you're not going to be acting this way? And the answer is no. See, when you come to the Gurdwara, if you look at every aspect of Sikhi, everything is practical. When we come to the house of Guru Nanak, this is a dharamsal, this is a school, a university for gifted people that have been blessed by the Guru with their karam to come here. And when we come to the Guru's darbar, we can practice the very values here in the company, in the safety of Sangat, that we're looking to practice all of the time. What do I mean by that? The kitchen which you're going to go downstairs in a moment to, after Guru Sahib blesses us with their hukum nama, is a wonderful free kitchen that you can all serve in. And my humble benti to each and every one of us is that we take this opportunity to do just that. When we come to the house of the Guru, we don't just come to the Guru's darbar and carry out an ablution, a physical cleansing. We come to the Guru's darbar and we listen to the teachings of the Guru, that they inform your mind, that your actions are informed by your teachings, that you change. So if you come to the Guru's darbar, this is not a tirat in that sense. You're going to come here and the Guru will give you blessings. But the real question for you and for me, I should say, you're the Gurmukh Pyare, you're the blessed ones of the Guru. But the thought for me is, as I walk out of the Guru, I should be thinking, what have I taken from the Guru's darbar? Have I taken anything meaningful? Have I changed my, have I committed to make some sort of a positive, to implement something positive in my life? Have I learned something that I can share with somebody else? Did we do any simran or kauj? Did we do any sevya? Did we do any simran or bhajan on the name of the Guru? Did I do any seva of the gurmukhs in the kitchen? Did I serve anybody water or prasad there? Did I wash any dishes? And then you can start thinking to yourself that although this isn't a tirat, have I been treating it like one myself? And maybe I should start changing up my actions, that we can start getting blessings. And just to furtherance of that point, when we go to Sidi Darbar Sahib, we do Ishnan at Darbar Sahib. Because Guru Ram Das Ji has given us this teaching, Ram Das Sarovar Nate Sab Uttare Paap Kamate. That when we go to the house of Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj, that if we do Ishnan in that Sarovar, Sab Uttare Paap, all of your Pishle Karam, all of your Paap, all of your Karam will get wiped away when you do that Ishnan. Because that is not a tirat. That is something which is so much greater. It's what we call an Amrit Sarovar. It's called an Amrit Sarovar. Amrit meaning that place which is undying. You see, at Darbar Sahib, there's been kirtan, there's been bhajan on the name, there's been meditation on the name of God for over 400 years. The service of humanity is there and has been ongoing. The service of the creation has been ongoing for over 400 years. It's a perfect dharamsala, it's a perfect university in the teachings of Guru Nanak. So when we go there and bathe in that sarovar, that is not a tirath yatra, that is the Amrit Sarovar, that is the undying place where we can bathe, and Guru Ram Das Ji will give us our blessings. But even there, we should be mindful, Sadh Sangat Ji, that when we go to the sarovar, we should do ishnan. We should have sharda and thankfulness and faith that sab utre paap kamate, that all of your karma has been wiped away. But ek hor cheez apa sunana chahida, that when we leave that place, we should also make sure that we don't commit paap straight away. That we don't walk away with a clean slate, so to speak, and then start doing things that are going to just put us back in the same rut that we were in, that same spiritual negative state we were in before. Because Guru Sahib will clean you each and every time. But it's up to us to take on the manik of sunanan, mananan, and nidhyasan. That we take on the teachings through our ears, that we mun those teachings, that we start changing our actions. And so just very quickly, my humble binti, is that we all just, if you can sit with your legs crossed, and your back's up super straight, so we're at attention before Guru Nanak, maybe we should just think of something in just this moment. If you just close your eyes, if we all come together as a collective consciousness, as of one. Sariyako, Waheguru.
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 So with our eyes closed, let's all think of something positive that we can implement into our lives. Just to make some suggestions that for those that might be a little caught off guard, maybe we're going to commit to keeping our kirs, reading Sri Japji Sahib every morning, memorizing Japji Sahib. We're going to come to the Gurdwara every day. We're going to listen to one video on Gatha from Basics of Sikhi or Sikh to Inspire or whoever you want to listen to every day. We're going to bring something to the Gurdwara to donate in the kitchen, maybe a bottle of milk or some butter or something like this. Maybe we're going to make that commitment to drink from the sword, that we're going to take Amrit. With Guru Sahib's blessings, we're going to become Guru Wale Khalsa. Maybe we're going to commit to memorizing Japji Sahib and increasing our Nitanem. Just think of something positive that you can implement, that you're going to take a step forward, such that we are changed this day forth. Such that when we leave the Darbar, we've taken something from the Guru's Darbar with the Guru's blessings. And what I'd humbly invite you to do, my brothers and sisters, is imagine we are now 6 months from where we are right now, and you've been doing that very thing for 6 months. Just think about it, how you would feel that the commitment which you've made, you've been doing it for 6 months. So imagine you're tying a patka now because your hair is getting a little bit long and you can't just hide it, so you're tying a patka and you're looking in the mirror and you're saying thank you to Guru Nanak. Maybe you're wrapping up your Gurkha Sahib because you've been reciting Japji Sahib every morning and you can feel physically different. Maybe you are finishing the Salok, you've memorized Japji Sahib and you're reciting it off by heart. Maybe with the blessings of Guru Sahib it's April and you're walking out of the Amrit Sanchar and you're all dressed in a bana and you've got the Panchakar on you. And you got tears down your face because you've been blessed to have sight of the Panj Pyare and Guru Sahib has blessed you with the Amrit. Just think about how you'd feel to receive this wonderful gift from the Guru. Knowing how you'd feel if you were blessed with such a gift, We're going to do 5 Guru Mantras. We're going to recite the Guru Mantra 5 times. And maybe we should, from our hearts, Antargat Tirath Mala now. Let's do a Tirath right now into our hearts and do Ardas to Guru Nanak to bless us. May Guru Sahib, please make it so. Please, Guru Sahib, we know that you are the giver of all gifts. You've just told us, Gura ik dehe bujai, sabna jiya ka ik data, so me visarna jai. You've just told us that you're the giver of all gifts. Please, Guru Sahib, make this so. Make this so that I can walk towards you in this way, that I can make this commitment, that I can become Guru Wale. And we're going to recite the blessed Guru Mantra 5 times with your eyes closed. Please, I humbly invite you to do that ardas to Guru Sahib. There is many places you can ask in this world, but there is no one as true as Guru Nanak. And it is here that we should place our ardas before the feet of Guru Nanak. Birti kadi na hove jan ki ardas. In this place, no ardas will ever go unfulfilled. So we're going to say the blessed Guru Mantra 5 times. Please, please keep your focus and concentration. Before we say the Guru Mantra, I beg of you for your forgiveness, that you give us your blessings also, that we can one day properly serve the Satsangat. Deho sajana sisriya jo hove sahib syo mele. Wahe Guru.
गुरा एक देह बुझाई सबना जिया का एक दाता सो मैं विसर न जाई वाहे गुरु जी का खालसा वाहे गुरु जी की फतेह।